Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
With some scientific research suggesting that it may lessen the symptoms of illness like chronic pain and anxiety, CBD oil is continuing to gain popularity in the health and wellness industry. It has become a very, very important area. Apparently, they are not hallucinogenic. Well, that's according to Vuyile Madwansi, who is a journalist and somebody who has done a fair amount of research in this area. Vuyile, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, everybody. Well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Thank you. So CBD oil, you know, for some of us, we get a bit nervous when we hear anything to do with you know, CBD. What is it? And is it, you know, is this going to be a problem for us? Are we all going to get hooked and become heroin users 15 minutes after trying it? Tell us, what is a CBD oil to start? What is that?
So basically, I mean, it's understandable for everybody to get nervous, anything that has to do, I mean, when you think CBD oil, it's naturally associated with weed. I mean, it is extracted from a weed plant, but it is something that is being used for a variety of purposes other than what people usually associate it with. So CBD oil is basically something that has been extracted from the weed, which has been used for medicinal purposes other than the psychoactive hallucinogens that people use weed for.
Right.
You know, so it is not psychoactive. There are different components to weed. There is for recreational uses. If you were to just smoke weed, obviously you would get high. But when it comes to CBD, they just use the companies that give you what you basically need.
Right.
So it is always advised that you start microdosing and also consult your doctor before you start doing anything, just to try and avoid dependency on anything, or
right,
just to
course.
Try and avoid any side effects.
Right.
Which, luckily, for most people, then the dependency when it comes to CBD is not as much as opposed to Western medicine, so to say.
Right, so it doesn't cause that dependency, and because the THCs are removed, it shouldn't be hallucinogenic either. So that shouldn't really be the concern. So that aside, now that we've established that, what are the traditional ways, or the ways that people are starting to, what are the typical reasons, rather, that people are using CBD oil? Where are we seeing some benefits?
So, as mentioned, that people are trying to draw away from, not necessarily trying to draw away from Western medicine, but rather trying to find alternative ways to manage their chronic pain. So most people are using CBD oil to manage their, for example, it has been proven that it relieves you from anxiety and depression. Not that it cures you, but if you're feeling anxious and you don't know how best to handle it, besides medication, of course, you advise to take your medication as prescribed by your doctor. But in between, if you microdose to manage your condition, it would help alleviate some of your anxiousness. And when it comes to, you know, respite, like there's chronic pain, I know it has been found that it actually elevates some of your pain. You know, for example, you have arthritis, you know. You're not obviously going to be drinking medication all the time, because if you keep on taking medication and you take something else for whatever reason, for whatever condition that you have, you find that medications will always interact. So there's always that a side effect that wasn't actually thought of, you know, but your doctors will tell you that, you know what, if you take this certain medication, you can expect A, B, and C. So instead of, you know, continuously using medication, that will possibly give you, when you start mixing your different medications, you might possibly have a reaction, plus alphas or acids, you know, the most common. So if you try to, you know, manage slowly but surely until you find what actually works for you. So that's what most people are trying to do now. Mm. They're trying to move away from some chemicals, so to speak.
Right. You know what I find interesting here is that it's often left to people to try and figure, when it comes to CBD, when it comes to cannabis oils and derivatives, it's often left to people to try and figure it out for themselves, whereas with more traditional medicine, the dosages and all of that are much more closely prescribed. Why do you think that is?
So I am in no way an expert, and the thing is, with our traditional medicine, like you mentioned, you are told that, okay, cool, you can take
take one tablet three times, exactly. Yes. Very, very, very specific.
Yes, it's very specific. It's very linear. You know, you're supposed to take this amount of dosage for this amount of time. But when it comes to CBD oil, there is still a little bit of a gray line because it is not regulated unless you go to your registered medicinal pharmacies, because you get that they are starting to be more prevalent, more to society, so that now you get your pharmacies everywhere. But now we are getting to a point where you get your medicinal CBD pharmaceuticals. So that way, if you consult someone who is well-versed on the topic, it's much easier for them to let you know, okay, cool, this is how you can try and use CBD oil and try to, it's always best advice, if I could say that, it's always best advice to microdose, start as little as possible until you find what actually works for you.
You know,
that is the best way. But if anyone, without being irresponsible, it's best to consult your doctor. It is best to go to the people that know what they are doing instead of just taking.
Yes.
Do your research also. And then go to experts.
In the research that you did, are you starting to see not traditional doctors, but I guess conventional Western medicine doctors are starting to use CBD oils as an alternative themselves?
I'm sorry, could you please?
So I guess my question is, are we starting to see GPs, doctors who have been trained in the classic medicinal manner, are we starting to see them using and trying CBD oils with their patients?
I mean, I can't speak on behalf of doctors, but I do know when a doctor treats you, they try to treat you as holistic as possible. You know, they understand that, you know, there are variety of ways to manage your pain. And I can't say a doctor would say you can do A, B, and C. I can never.
No, sure. It was just your experience as you were researching to write this article. I was interested to see if we're starting to see much more of an acceptance amongst a broader range of people.
And that is something that is slowly, you know, coming to light. I know weed has always had this negative stench, because let's be honest, like I said, you know. When you say CBD, when you say THC, all of these weed elements, and so it is natural for people to be scared of it. But the more people are doing research on it, the more people are bringing the public awareness around, you know, alternative medicine, the more people are, you know, leaning towards alternative medication. So I know instead it's what you eat, what you put in your body is definitely how your body will represent itself, you know, everything. So doctors and everybody else in the wellness and health spectrum are trying to, I don't want to speak on doctors and anybody else.
But what you are seeing is that there is a little bit more of acceptance. Although there's been hesitancy, there does seem to be a little bit of a move in this direction.
There is a little bit of reluctancy, if we are being honest.
Sure.
But yes, the more public awareness that people are doing around this sort of research, the more it is becoming widely accepted.
And I think it will be, because I'm sure we're going to have patients asking doctors for this. They don't want, might not want to go to somebody else, and they're saying to their GP, you know, can we please consider this? We do need to leave it there. Vuyile Madwansi, media journalist and author at Food for Mzansi. Fascinating conversation.